Welcome to Shomach Shovah on the Daf, your sponsor, Lelu Nishmas, I'm back, Hashem, Le'avas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bo Basro, Daf, and Malef. And in Mudalef, the Mishnah says, Kol Chazoko She'ein Imo Taino, Eina Chazoko. Chazoko would not claim there's no Chazoko. Says Mo Pshita, of course that's the way. There's no Taino, why should he get anything? So the Gemara says, no, maybe there was a Taino over here. Just the one who's holding on to the land, he thinks he's making a mistake. He says, if I'm going to say that I had a shtar and it got lost, so nobody's going to believe me. So I'm just going to say that nobody told me to leave, but really, maybe he does have a taino. Says the Gemara, maybe in this case, we will apply the rule of psach picho le'ilim. Open your mouth to the mute. Help him out to maybe say the taino that he's now not saying. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that we don't do that. So, in the Yad Roma, he concludes, based on this, that we don't say Psach Picho Le'ilim in Dini Mominus. We're talking about things that have to do with Mominus, with monetary judgments. You don't really help somebody, someone has to come with his own claims. So, meaning, according to the Roma, this Gemara is telling us, you don't say Psach Picho Le'ilim in Dini Mominus. But it's not so poshut, at least according to other Rishonim. The Rambam, in Perichov Halef, Milchus Sanhedrin, he brings two halachas. On one hand, he says, the Dayan should not help the Baal Din. The Baal Din doesn't know what to say. The Dayan doesn't help him. And he brings an example. He says, let's say one Baal Din brings 1/8. Halacha is 1/8 is not good enough. Don't tell him 1/8 is not good enough. Tell the other Baal Din, hey, what are you going to say now that 8 came? Will you retract or are you still standing with your taino? And if he says on his own, Eidechot is not Ne'emon, you have to have 2 Eidim. So then you accept it, but the Dayan should not say it on his behalf. Immediately after, says the Rambam, but if the Dayan sees that someone is trying to say a Tainus Emes, u'preachemo ve'akas nistalakimenu onishtabesh mipreachichus, he's getting confused. He's not able to explain himself well enough. Harezim muto l'sadu, you can help him. So Ram seems to say that sometimes the Dayan does help the Baal Din. What's the difference between the two points that the Rambam brings? So he explains the Kesef Mishnah, and then he explains again the Bishyasef on the Torah. Because the Torah argues in the Rambam. And the Torah says, no, the guy doesn't have to say so much on his own. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the Bishyasef, Yerasef Kara, says in both of his Svarim, explains, what's the Machloikis of the Rambam in the Torah? The Rambam holds if the Baal Din knows what to say, but he's not saying it so clearly, you can help him out. Don't help him with a new taina he did not say. The Torah holds it on the hand, no. Even if a person does not know what to say, you can provide him that information. And they're based on Yerushalmi, how to understand a Yerushalmi. In the Shulchan Aruch, he brings the sheet of the Rambam, the way the Rambam says it, and the Vilna Gaon points to our Gemara. The Gemara here in Bo Basro Daf Mem Alef. Seemingly, what the Vilna Gaon is saying, that our Gemara is a source that you do not, you don't do Psach Picha Le'ilim. So the Rambam understands, if you have a Yerushalmi and says you do, it means if the person knows what to say, he just doesn't say it clear enough, you can help him out. But you cannot give him a taino that he doesn't know. But the Pnei Yeshua and his Tshuva Sefer, Chelek Beis Simon Peizayin, has a Richus Gedoyla Me'oid on this Rambam. And he concludes not like the Bishesef. So the Rambam agrees that Psach Pich Le'ilu means you're helping somebody else with a taina even though he does not have the taina. What the Rambam means with Eid Echot means not that you're not going to tell the person Eid Echot is not Ne'emon, but you want to see if he's going to retract. You're going to say, you're going to bring another piece of information. You tell the person, listen, there's 1/8 over here. Do you want to change your mind or not? If he says, no, I don't want to change my mind, so now you can tell him, you should know, by the way, Eid Echot doesn't work. And says the Bnei Yeshua, he brings our Gemara. Says the only reason in our Gemara we don't say Psach Picha Le'ilim is because he did not say the Taina at all. He said, nobody told me a thing. He didn't even show that he has something to base on. So we're not going to come and try to help him out. But a person who's saying a good Taina, he just doesn't know, for example, the 1/8 is not Ne'emon, of course the Dayan should help him. Of course you say Psach Picha Le'ilim as we find many times throughout Shas. So the B'Yeshua is telling us that we learn from the Rambam that of course a Dayan should help the Nidoim, Psach, Pich, Le'ilim, help the mute, he doesn't know, you give him the Taino. But he has to be at least, and that's close enough with his Tainus to come and help him out. And the Sefer Chassidim, he adds, that if the Dayan feels it's something here which is a lie, There's two Baal Adinim. One is a liar, and one is someone who does Derve Emes, and he's very simple Jew. He doesn't try to find any shtick. He's coming to the Baal Adin, doesn't know what to say. There, the Dayan has to help him out. So it comes out from the Rambam, based on the Pri Yeshua, and the Sefer Chassidim, that about that there is Psach Picha Le'ilim. And only by us and our Gemara, we're completely, you will have to create a new Taina that was never said, then you don't say Psach Picha Le'ilim. Not like the Yad Rama that learns that you do not help somebody in Dini Momonos at all. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, to Hotzogu, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.